You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Obviously, with the conference tournament games going on all day, every day, and it's going to be going on all weekend long, and you don't know who the matchups are going to be till after every night's games are completed, and then who teams are playing the next day in the next round, and who's going to win these conference titles, that it leaves no time for anything else. College basketball is all that matters right now. College basketball is all that matters tonight. College basketball is all that matters tomorrow. College basketball is all that matters on Sunday. And college basketball is all that matters when the selection committee announces who's in and who isn't in the NCAA tournament on Sunday. So that's what we're living for. So I just do not feel that it is fair to everyone that's a hockey fan or an NBA fan for that matter to ignore these sports and all the great games that are going to be going on throughout the weekend and starting tonight. Like tonight, it's kind of weak. The Ducks and Jets and Farrella Peg. I'll give you that. I like the kid Vetrano. I like watching him play. Shifley and company are very tough. A team that wins constantly. A team that's 22-9-2 at home against a Duck team that's 13-16-2 away. So not the greatest game in the world. Jets so tough in their building at Canada Life in Farrella Peg. But how about on NHL Network at 8:30 tonight, the Kings and Blackhawks on the west side, the United Center in the Windy City, as Kings, Blackhawks, the featured attraction. Although Chicago just 13-17-4 at home, the Kings have been very impressive, 19-10-4 on the streets. Certainly a team with a lot of wins, 33 wins to the Blackhawks, 18. But either way, you got L.A., Chicago, I think that's the featured attraction tonight in the NHL. Now, Saturday's certainly going to be thick, and there's day games. How does this things in Detroit at Little Sleezers, where the Wings are 8 games over .500 at home, but the Sabres haven't been bad at all. They're 2 games over .500 on the road. That one, 12:30 on NHL Network tomorrow. Also 12:30, the Senators and Islanders at the racetrack at UBS Arena on Strong Island Playa. Of course, the Islanders are 7 games over .500 at home, basically 15-8-9. The Senators, meanwhile, have been atrocious on the road, winning only 8 games this year away from Ottawa. At 3 o'clock on ABC, the Rangers, who've been phenomenal, go into the Steel City to the PPG Arena to see the Penguins in Pittsburgh. The Penguins have been an utter embarrassment. They're awful. Their season's over. They're finished. They're done. They're toast. Put a fork in them. Meanwhile, the Rangers have a chance to go deep into the playoffs on a run. Could they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals? Certainly. Could they go to the Stanley Cup Finals? They really could. They're that good, but there's a lot of really good teams in the East, so it's not going to be easy. This game, though, should be easy for the Rangers in Pittsburgh tomorrow afternoon, as I said, 3 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, the Devils are in the college rink in Tempe, out in Arizona. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona, the Devils, they need points desperately. Then again, when you think about it, so do the Coyotes. They've been a 500 team at home, where the Devils have actually been pretty decent on the road, 3 games over .500. At 6 o'clock, the Lightning and Panthers at the bank in Sunrise, home of the Panthers, where they have been absolutely brilliant all year. One of the toughest teams in the NHL. They have a 21-9-2 mark at home. The Lightning are 2 games under .500 on the road. The Panthers, being one of those teams in the league, in the East, that would give the Rangers problems, that would give Carolina problems, that would give Boston problems, when you look at the best teams in the Eastern Conference. At 7 o'clock Saturday, the Flyers and Bruins at the Garden in Boston, where the Bruins are awesome. 21 home wins. They mean business. But the Flyers have been really good on the road. 17-11 at Fly. So you know they can play away from Philly. Let's see if they can dance with the Bruins in Beantown. Also at 7, a good one in Toronto at the Scotiabank. The Canes and Leafs hooking up in Toronto. The Leafs are 6 games over .500 at home. And the Canes are 7 games over .500 away from Raleigh. Both of these teams are dangerous with lots of wins, and you got to put the Leafs in that conversation as well in the East as one of the best teams. A game that I think they should cancel, the Sharks and Jackets at the Nationwide in Columbus, 7 o'clock on Saturday night. The Jackets don't even win at home, and the Sharks never win at all. The Canadiens and Flames hook up in a Battle of Canada out at the Saddle Dome in Calgary, where the Flames are only 1 game over .500 at home. The Canadiens, a game under .500 on the road. At 8 o'clock, the Wild and Blues hook up in the Enterprise Center in St. Louis, the Arch City. The Wild, 500 on the road. The Blues, 8 games over .500 at home. How about the Kings and Stars? It's delicious in Dallas at the American Airlines Center on Saturday night at 8. The Stars, impressive. They can beat anyone, one of the best teams in the West and in the NHL, and they're certainly proving it. 10 games over .500 at home. But the Kings, 9 games over .500 on the road. How about the Avalanche and Oilers at 10 o'clock Eastern at Rogers Place in Edmonton for Alberta? The Oilers are 21-8-2 at home. The Avs just 2 games over .500 on the road. That game's going to be killer, though, any way you slice it. The Capitals have been out west. They play the Canucks in Vancouver Saturday night at the Rogers Arena. The Canucks have been brilliant at home. 21 wins, just 6 losses. The Caps, 2 games under .500 on the road. How about Vancouver's season? They're already over 42 points and rolling toward the playoffs. And finally, on Saturday night, the Predators and Kraken at the Climate Pledge Arena in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle. The Kraken are only 2 games over .500 at home. Meanwhile, the Preds, 10 games over .500 on the road. They're a dangerous team, and they can win that game in Seattle. The NHL isn't slowing down on Sunday either. 1 o'clock on TNT, the Islanders and Rangers. They hate each other's guts. This one at Madison Square Garden in the Big Apple. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion show. Get up, do that. And then at 3:30 on TNT, immediately after that one, the Devils are in Cincinnati, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby, taking on the Golden Knights at the T-Mobile Arena. These games are awesome. 6 o'clock, the Canes are in Ottawa to kick the Senators' ass at the Tire Center. And then at 6 as well, the Wings and Penguins at PPG in the Steel City. Detroit has flat out played better than the Penguins this year. Then again, who hasn't? Also, Jets and Jackets in Columbus. Winnipeg should be able to kick Columbus's ass. It doesn't matter where the game is. How about this one? Sharks and Blackhawks. No thanks. Who's going to want to watch these two lowly teams hook up? I don't care if Chicago has Connor Bedard. That game stinks. And the Ducks are in St. Louis to take on the Blues at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. Now, I know we're going to get picks for some of these games on C2C today, but just so we're clear, here's what the NBA is doing over the weekend, starting with tonight. Suns and Hornets in Charlotte. At the Spectrum Center, the Heat are in Detroit at Little Sleezers, Magic and Raptors north of the border in Toronto. The Clips are at the Smoothie in New Orleans to take on Zion and the Pelicans. Nuggets and Spurs off the Riverwalk in San Antonio, and the Hawks and Jazz and Salt Lake Shakers. I mean, it's not super thick on Saturday, tomorrow night. It starts early at 5 East, the Cavs and Rockets at the Toyota Center in H-Town. I love the way the Rockets have been playing, and they've been particularly good at home, where they're 10 games over 500. At 7, the Nets and Pacers hook up at the Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. The Pacers have been 6 games over 500 at home this year. Hornets and Sixers at the Wells Fargo in Philadelphia. The Sixers have certainly had their problems without JoJo Embiid. Also, Blazers and Pelicans down in New Orleans. At 8 o'clock, the Wizards and Bulls hook up at the United Center in Chicago. The Thunder, one of the best teams in the league. They've been so incredible, so young, so fast. They win all the time. They're playing in Memphis against the lowly Grizzlies. They've had nothing but problems, injuries, you name it. And the Warriors-Lakers at the Crypt in Lipstick City at 8:30 on ABC in primetime. Also, T-Wolves and Jazz in Salt Lake. How about late night? The Knicks and Kings in a good one at the Golden One Center in Sacktown. Sunday's pretty solid. Starts at 1 o'clock on ABC. Suns and Bucks at the Fiserv in Milwaukee. How about at 3, the Heat and Pistons in Detroit. 3:30 on ABC. The Nuggets and Mavs in Dallas. At 6, Raptors and Magic in the Big O. Celtics and Wizards in D.C. At 7, Nets and Spurs in San Antonio. And 9:30 on NBA TV, Hawks and Clippers. I gave you everything. All the hockey and NBA.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.